Bamboo Insights, valuable knowledge from amazing experts.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm your host, Ayaka. I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to learn the world of bamboo with you. For today's talk, we will continue to hear the stories of bamboo architecture in Thailand. We will share the second half of the conversation today. Now, I'm thrilled to introduce Marcus Rosaliep, founder of Chiang Mai Life Architecture and Chiang Mai Life Construction. Now, enjoy the show. I'm just curious, how do you design?
Yeah, it's really the 101 of architecture process. I must say I'm not very unique in that. That most important thing is to understand the function. I come back to that. But that, you know, I have to understand if somebody says school, what does he really mean? Younger kids, older kids? Does the whole thing have a certain focus or not? How big is it? Then you go to this place. Understanding the place is the next thing, you know, the location. And once we have function and location, only after we understand function, location, the design starts. Unlike many other designers who think, I have this great idea, and then we can prop in there. It could be an office, it could be a school or whatever, because the design is so great. That's not the way it works for us. Function comes first, location comes first, understanding the client comes first. Then we start the design. And then we're either inspired by something that is already there, by the curve of the flow of a river, or by a leaf, or by something the client said, and then basically we look at the flow of the property, the entrance. How can we distribute these desired functions best so this property has the best way to grow? And out of this, then suddenly forms start to evolving in our brains. And we are a duo. I have a young Thai partner, or younger Thai partner. And now we're together so long and probably cannot say long, young anymore. I don't know, he's 30 now. It's a beginning for this, still young. And he's a very gifted, very industrious architect, comes out of an architecture school here in Thailand. And he and I, from the beginning, had this very good connection and relationship, and we complement each other in what where our strengths are. And we understand that, and we're glad about it, because what we're good at, we can make it stronger. We don't have to learn the other part, what the other one is good at. So the initial outlay usually comes from me, and then he puts in his layer, which adds a lot to what I said and corrected sometimes, and I come again. And so it goes back and forth between the two of us until we have something where we say, yeah, that is a good starting point. And then yes, and then the models are made.
So it's a kind of the combination of the different perspective and also the flavor to the designs, probably.
Yeah. Everything is done by the two of us. Like our most famous building, the Bamboo Sports Hall, all the trusses and the idea and that part came from me. But the flower part, how to make the roof in three layers, was his, you know. So and then of course the detail, and I come back and say, this detail we do like this. And he says, yeah, but then we can do this too. And usually whatever the other one says is very good, then we can add on to this. So, it's been fun. It's been fun like this, because I know that if I don't know any answer, he will probably have something to kick this further.
Like, do you change the design on the processes of actual constructions? Because like in design and construction is a quite different processes. And then I was wondering, like, what you aim for in a design is sometimes not really transformed into the actual construction processes. So what is the challenges like in the transferring from the design to the constructions? And then, I'm curious about that.
I like your question. It's a very good question. It's one that one of the reasons why I really like the bamboo architecture and earth architecture is that, you know, once we have the design, we make the drawing, we make a model. And while making the model, things can already change because the model will show us weaknesses in our structural design, right? The models are very good to give you feedback about weak spots. And then sometimes if in order to fix a weak spot, sometimes you have to tweak the design again. And so that the making the model, the in-between of design and construction, is this model making is already clarifying and changing things. But once we are on site and we put up, the interesting part is the main lines. You know, we work with bundles of bamboo to create curves, and these are endless bundles. And these bundles in the end define the outer contour of what you see, which is the defining part of the roof. And there I take the liberty, and my workers already know that. When they put up the main lines, they call me in, because in between, I don't have to come. I'm actually useless. They know better than me by now how to connect things and how to make a song. But these lines are still mine. So I go there and then I say, okay, this curve is to be a bit longer. This dip is a bit too much or not enough. And here we take it out a bit more until I can see the design. So it's a bit that in the middle of sculpturing. And so our work is not purely, oh, there's the design. This is how it's going to be. And I tell the client from the beginning, you know, it's sculpturing too. It's because I can go there, because I can change things. I can make it fit because I see the angles. You will come from this side. And on the computer, you can't really see this, but then I see it in life size. I come from this and I see, oh, this doesn't come out as strong as I hoped for. So I have to give it a bit more in order to make what I wanted to make, you know, or this is too strong. You know, it doesn't flow with the back part, or, you know, so we can design on site, and I've trained my workers to be ready for that. And so they don't feel frustrated or anything. They know this part is still part of the design process. So they put the main bundles up, they put it where they think it is. And I have to say, by now, after working together for over 10 years, they are so close, because they already also do the same as I do. They go down and up my form and they go around. And I've always explained to them, you know, why I do this. So they know why, they know the thing. And so they get closer and closer. Nowadays, it gets less and less. In the beginning, I was changing, take this down, this over there, and this there. And then they were, oh. But nowadays, it's just like, okay, 10 centimeters up or down. So, you know, there's not a lot of change anymore. But, and it's because they are so good. You know, it's very, very good. I've always had that connection to especially my foremen, where I listen to them. And they in the beginning, they were shy to say what they think. But over time, they realized, I really want to know. I really listen, because the more info we get, the better the project will be, right? And sometimes I say, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And sometimes I say, nah, I don't like it. And because I do both, because I take it and I don't take it, they understand that this is it's just an open process of talking. And if I do something and they think it's not right, they will come too and say, this thing here is not so good because of this and this and this. And then I can say, yeah, you're right. Or you're right, but it is good because of this. And this is more important. And they say, okay, good. Next time I know, you know. So, it's a process until the final product is there between all of us, between the site. And as you said, it's a good question. Normal architecture isn't like this, but ours is, it's really fit to the place. It's like tailor-made to a certain space.
Yeah, I can see a lot of like flexibility and adjustment in the processes of design through the construction. And I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I was curious if there's anything that inspires you to create the curvy shape out of bamboos, like where your inspiration come from?
My that's a very good question. That's different sides. So one of the sides is I can't stand squares, boxes. I just don't like them. And I don't think they add quality to our life. And, you know, I think Bauhaus is a disease. It had its function 100 years ago, but it lost its function 60, 50 years ago. And today it's purely that. It's just a disease, making these boxes everywhere. It's just horrifying stuff. Anyway, I think that the curves are, you know, our faces are curves, our bodies are curves, everything in nature is a curve. It just speaks to the human being a lot more if we follow the flow of something. You know, nothing in nature is straight. You know, Hundertwasser says the straight line is godless. Gaudi said, also said, you know, there's no spirit, there's nothing in nature that will inspire you that has a straight line. You know, I'm paraphrasing him now, but I subscribe to that. You know, I see their architecture and I'm totally inspired by that, what they dare to do, also by the colors they can use and everything. I think everybody goes there and smiles and is fascinated. You know, this is, I think, stay in your heart. If you see something that's just slick and square, maybe one time you say, that's cool. But cool? Is that a really qualifying thing? You know, the Beatles said, he's a fool who plays it cool by making the world a little colder. So I don't think that this is an enduring aspect to be cool. I think the smile and warmth and liveliness is a lot more interesting. And so in that sense, I think the curves comes natural. And on the next side is that if you use and how bamboo architecture started with big poles, you know, Guadua in South America, Simon Velez, everything slick. He basically imitated, you know, steel architecture with bamboo by making it as regular as possible. But big poles, after about, let's say, 9 meters, the wall of the bamboo gets too thin to be structurally competent. So after that, you need a joint. And if you have a joint and there's movement in the joint, the force in this joint is not the strength of the pole, it is the strength of the wall, the thickness of the wall at this joint point. And if you have 9 meter long pole and you pull on the outer part because of the leverage, you can imagine the force that ends up on the wall on this part. So the connections were always the weak points. And so, you know, they found ways of reinforcing by putting concrete inside. But have you ever seen, go to see Simon Velez's work? I mean, in kind of the visual from the distance is beautiful, but you go close, all the bamboo is cracked. You can see the concrete inside and all of this, because in the end, concrete and bamboo don't work together. In the beginning, I did the same. I put big poles together like this and I saw it crack. And I neither liked this design, because as a tall person, you hit your head all the time and your effective space is only that much in the middle and not where the poles are situated. But it's also cracked all the time. So once I had my first phase of this, I said, that's it, that's the end. I like arches, I like curves. And arches are actually much stronger in many ways, right? If you know how to design them. So from that point onwards, we started to design for arches. In order to make arches, you have to bundle smaller bamboo, because the big bamboo you cannot curve, right? So we started using species of bamboo that for construction that nobody used for construction until then, because they thought, this is not going to be strong. But there are species that we use now that have almost no hole in the middle, that purely fibers, full of fibers. And if you put several of those together, it's like a steel cable, right? That has lots of little fibers. It becomes incredibly strong. And if you have a bundle, you can make it endless, because where you make the connection of two, the others are connected somewhere else. So there's never a weak point in the connection. There's not one joint that takes all the weight, because the bundles is many bamboos and the next ones are positioned at different points. And once you have a bundle, a curve will start to come out of this bundle. So if you design organic curves, you design to the strength of the material. This, the material strength of this is in the tensile force, in the shear force. Whereas if you do design for squares with bamboo, you design to the weakness of the material. So designing curves is not only nicer, but it's actually using the best part of the bamboo, the strength of the bamboo, better than using squares or triangles.
And then now I wanted to know, it's a kind of last question though, what kind of architecture that you wanted to, where you wanted to go kind of things, I guess.
I mean, in the end, as I said, I want to bring this into mainstream construction. I want to bring these bamboos into everybody's mind as a very good alternative to what they see on the real estate market now. And in order to do that, I do prefer to do public projects that many people see. Realistically, we do a lot of private projects because, you know, couples come, say, oh, build me this, and we do that, and it's great because when they live in there, as I said before, it becomes their home, they love it, we're very happy. But with this limits, there's a limited aspect of moving the bamboo forward with these projects because usually they don't want to have 20 people come in every weekend and visit their place and say and make photos of them living there because, you know, so many people come and want to see our things that we can't even handle that. So, but if it's a public place, they can just go there and see. So now we have, for example, a resort we built up in the hills in Chiang Rai and on top of a hill, beautiful place. And I think this will do a lot in promoting our work because already during the construction process right now, things have been posted and people are very excited about it. Also, I mean, the location is just nice, but the way we build things on top and the bamboo and how it goes together and all of this. And in the end, the bigger, the better, you know, in architecture, you know, the things that you see that win awards, museums or cities or skyscrapers, the bigger, the more impactful things are. And yes, I would like to build bigger public or industrial structures, things that are usually not associated with bamboo, you know, not just resorts and houses. And, you know, everybody does that anyway. I want to go into an area where bamboo hasn't been and where people think it's not the right area. But I think everything is the right area. So if we can, in the end, build a skyscraper in bamboo in Bangkok, yeah, that's the goal, I would think.
Well, I want to see the bamboo skyscraper. Maybe in a few years, in very short time, we can see that the bamboo building in the center of the Bangkok, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any final comments that you wanted to make for the audience?
Yeah, don't believe in what people tell you is good architecture. Go with your heart. If you see something and you smile, that's probably good architecture.
That's all for today. I'm really looking forward to connecting with you again in the next episode. See you.